The Hawaii Farm Bureau was a bit nervous as it reopened its market at Kapi'olani Community College last Saturday. Often referred to as the granddaddy of our farmers markets, it drew some 2,000 people every Saturday. But that's not what you want to see during a pandemic. Brian Miyamoto is the executive director of the Farm Bureau. He was on hand as the market reopened for the first time after an eight-month shutdown.
We're asking everybody to hand sanitize as you come in. We have two entrances. We've got hand sanitizers at the entrance. Masks are required at all times. Again, if you're sick, please stay home. As much as we want you to come and support our farmers and ranchers, if you are sick, you know, we're going to ask you, you know, get better and come back when you feel better. Again, the masks need to be on at all times. We've got signs reminding people about all the CDC guidelines. We ask that you physical distance. It is a grab and go market. So unlike before, we're not allowing consumption and drinking on site. We ask you to take it back home and enjoy it and at your home. So come buy your fresh produce, your fresh plants, you know, your fresh value added and food produce items that use local ingredients, and you know, come in and come out. Right now, again, we're trying to maintain the CDC guidelines and kind of keep the virus, you know, down so that we can reopen more.
So what was it like this morning before you opened up the gates?
Real good. We had a couple of customers that came very early in the morning. They stayed in their cars. As people were lining up, did an excellent job maintaining the 6 feet distance while they were waiting in line. Came in, everybody hand sanitized, and in fact, we gave everybody an individual. The first couple of hundred folks an individual hand sanitizer also. Vendors have their hand sanitizers. As I walk around, you can see people social distance. We use chalk instead of tape on the ground to distance up that 6 feet as you're standing in line. We limit the amount of customers that come into any particular booth, usually two at a time. So again, so that they're social distance. So, you know, excitement. We got a lot of thank yous, a lot of, oh, I'm glad you guys finally reopened. Staff did an amazing job. Our general manager, Megan, deserves all the credit. Her and her team really put a lot of effort into this.
Can you give us a sense of numbers, what we were operating at pre-COVID and the snapshot today?
You know, pre-COVID, during the, I guess, the heyday of the market, which probably be 07, 08, 09, the last official survey we did, I think it was upwards of about 7,000 people on a Saturday. Right now, we might, you know, when we first opened, it was in the hundreds that we had here. As people leave and those come in, and again, we were counting everybody coming in, we've got clickers. In the hundreds early on, we may end up with 1,000, 2,000 or so. We're going to figure out the final numbers. See very little visitors here. It's our locals, and that's kind of what we were looking at with reopening KCC, kind of getting back to our roots, so to speak.
And one of the vendors who is deep-rooted in the KCC Saturday market is a small businessman from Kailua. He goes by Andy. His Bueno Salsa was launched at this market, and he was so happy to greet customers again.
I'm just pleasantly surprised that the local people have stood up and come back to this market. I was skeptical without the tourists driving as it did before that we have people, but they are definitely here and appreciative.
And now, you're here, but I know, you know, I buy your products in the supermarket.
Sure.
But you still come out to the farmers market?
I do it. I do it because I don't want people to forget me. If you'll see this banner, it states that I'm an original vendor from 2003, and I built my business at this farmers market. These people, all of these retail stores came to me here and asked for me to be in their stores. So it's super important for me to keep my face in front of the public, let them know that Andy's here. He's not just a baby picture on a label in a retail store.
Right, so when they find you at Safeway, Down to Earth, Tamora's, Times, Whole Foods, Foodland,
Kalapa'olai Market in Kailua, yeah.
But you're here back where your roots are, I guess.
This
huh?
is the roots. Yeah. This is where all the managers came from all these stores to ask me to be in their store. Wow. So I built my company on this market and other farmers markets with the Hawaii Farm Bureau Federation.
Well, they were impressed at the turnout. They didn't expect the lines, I guess.
No, I was surprised.
Yeah.
Thank you to the state of Hawaii for making my salsa one of their favorites. I am blessed and grateful with people holding on to it and insisting on having it with themselves and their families.
That was Andy of Bueno Salsa welcoming residents back to the KCC market. We also caught up with two farmers market fans, Casey and Kelly, who were eager to see the farmers that they have come to know over the years.
It's the best. They haven't got everybody out there yet, but next time I'm sure it will be. And people are, the most important thing is they're telling people, don't eat over there. And they're reminding people, step away. So it feels like everybody's got their mask on.
And we got a bunch of fruits and vegetables.
And flowers.
And flowers, yeah. You feel like you're supporting community? Happy about that.
And a hint for market goers, the lines were longer and the crowds were heavier early in the morning, so you may want to go later to keep your distance and stay safe.